Today's video is about spring. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa, and today we're going to be talking about spring. It's a time of regeneration, growth, and renewal, but it isn't all daffodils and tulips. In your physical body, spring is the time that your liver and gallbladder organs are naturally cleansing themselves, and so it is quite normal to feel like you are on an emotional roller coaster. You might feel angry, irritated, aggressive, edgy, and anxious. And when we support our liver and gallbladder, things can flow free and easy without stress. So yes, spring is a season of expansion and movement and growth, and it's a time of creativity and planning. But how does taking on more than we can deal with affect our body physically and emotionally? Well, our body starts to shut down, we experience low energy, and then we reach for more toxins to help us deal with the imbalance in our bodies. Our liver is responsible for this detoxification, and overdoing it doesn't just mean overdoing it with alcohol, sugary, and fatty food. What are your patterns of taking on too much? Consider the mental loop in your mind. Are you overindulging in negative self-talk and self-deprecation? Even positive things such as a spiritual practice can be overindulged. Just consider fundamentalism in any shape or form. So today I'm going to recommend some classes to help you bring these things back into balance. Yoga with Melissa 62 is for your liver and gallbladder, and it will support you in taking a step back from overdoing, and the link to that class is in the show notes. You can also support your liver this spring with dry skin brushing. So I have a whole video on how to dry skin brush, and I will also link to that in the show notes. Another thing that you can do this, I'm going to tell you about the benefits of dry skin brushing first. Dry skin brushing is particularly good for your liver meridian. It will increase the ability of your liver to be able to do its job as the primary chemical detoxification factor in your body. Your liver organ is also related to your tendons, and so as yogis, you may like to know that this will help to improve your flexibility as well. And your liver organ meridian ends at your eyes, so it can help to improve your vision. It will help to give you free and easygoing energy, so if you're feeling anxious and frustrated at this time of year, that will help. It helps to relieve anger, frustration, and annoyance, those kinds of emotions associated with the liver when the liver is out of balance. And also, if you have irritability associated with PMS, then the dry skin brushing is great. So check out that link in the show notes. You can also support your liver in spring with warm lemon water in the mornings. Now, I know a lot of you do this year round, but this can be a great time of year to reintroduce the habit if you've gotten out of the habit. Your liver does most of its work at night, and warm lemon water can stimulate the cleansing of your liver. So fresh lemon juice with water helps in the formation of bile. The vitamin C in the lemon produces glutathione, which helps your liver to process and eliminate toxins. When our liver is free of toxins, we will have an easygoing inner environment. We will be free from anger, irritation, annoyance, defensiveness, and frustration. And a healthy liver allows us to be flexible and adaptable. We'll be able to harmoniously follow our path in life without being pulled off course by external influences. And it will be easier for us to keep our equilibrium. So your liver is related to your eyes, as I said. So I also have a yoga class that is great for your eyes, and poses for your liver meridian will nourish your iris in particular. That's Yoga with Melissa number 243, and I'll link to that in the show notes as well. In our membership community, we have over 30 yoga classes and resources to support you this spring. And I will link to all of those classes in the show notes. There's classes for your liver, for your gallbladder. There are classes specifically for spring, classes from your Ayurvedic focus, and also just for all the meridians and specifically for spring. They're all linked in the show notes. If you are a member, I have a playlist for spring that I'll link to in the show notes. And if you aren't a member, there is a link for you to sign. If you are not already a member, there's a link for you to be able to sign up if that's something that's of interest to you. So thanks for watching. I hope that this is helpful to get off the roller coaster of emotions that can come up in spring and all the things that can come up at spring. And I will see you next week. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.